Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title really fast.
Simon Godwin, Artistic Director of the Shakespeare Theatre Company.
And we are here, of course, because this is really exciting news. After, over a year, I guess, of pandemic closures all across the country, Shakespeare Theatre Company is finally reopening the doors of Sydney Harmon Hall on Saturday, May 1st for a production of Blindness. I want to get into the show itself because it's obviously timely. But before we even get to the show, talk about the reopening process in general, how long of a year this has been and how overdue it is.
Yes, well, thanks, Jason. Exactly. It has indeed been over a year. We were running The Amen Corner, the James Baldwin play in the Sydney Harmon Hall when we were forced to close. That was last March. It's been a long journey back, but I'm thrilled we're opening our doors again. This performance is a very special one. The safety protocols are obviously absolutely robust. We have a special waiver from the mayor to be able to open safely. And we can't wait to start sharing our stories again with our loved patrons.
Is there one more just sort of pandemic housekeeping question? What is the reopening process? You know, like I assume you have to have limited capacity. Like if our listeners show up, are they going to be spaced out in the theater? Or how's that even going to work? Are the performers have masks? Like how does that even, what protocols do you even have to follow?
Well, the protocols are very detailed. So patrons will be wearing masks throughout. When they arrive to see Blindness, we have a capacity of 40 audience members at a time. So everybody will be seated in a socially distanced way. You won't be seated close to anybody that you didn't come with. I mean, if you're coming with another person, you'll sit next to them. If you come on your own, you'll be in a special seat, socially distanced from anyone else watching the show. We also have excellent ventilation and airflow. And also, actually, there'll be no eating or drinking in the theatre. So we've really made a lot of changes to ensure the safety of everybody there.
Awesome. Thanks for running through that. Now, without further ado, let's get into the fun part. Blindness. You guys bill it as an immersive light and sound installation, and it really has to do with a pandemic. So it's kind of perfect for the first show back. But so explain sort of the premise.
Yes, I mean, this is an extraordinary novel by the Portuguese writer Saramago. And this production was, in fact, shown in London last summer at a theatre called the Don Mar Warehouse. And it's an incredible concept. You come in, you sit down, you put on freshly sanitized headphones, and you step into a light and sound world, which narrates the story of a pandemic of blindness that hits a city and how the folks living in that city navigate the challenges of this pandemic and dare I say, ultimately come through it with a new kind of hope. But it's remarkable because I saw the dress rehearsal yesterday and you close your eyes, you plunge into darkness, you're listening to it on the headphones, and you really do feel like you're in a completely different world. The technology that they use is really extraordinary. And so it's totally transporting.
Wow. So just to clarify, I mean, is there anything, you know, actually physically happening on stage, or is it all in the headphones?
Exactly. So it's the narration is recorded by a wonderful British actress called Juliet Stevenson. And so when you sit in your seat and you put the headphones on, you are watching this remarkable lighting display. Lights move up and down. You're taken into spaces of darkness and then of illuminations, all of which that reflect or represent the story that you're listening to in your headphones. But because of the technology, the presence of Juliet Stevenson feels so close to you that you can almost feel her breathing. She's not actually there, but my goodness, it really feels like she is.
Awesome. And as you mentioned, she's an Olivier winning actress from Truly Madly Deeply. And so people might actually even recognize, you know, when they hear her. Talk about, you mentioned that it was based on, you know, a Nobel Prize winning author's José Saramago's novel. Tell me about who adapted it, because also behind, you know, a very famous Broadway show.
Yes, that's right. So Simon Stevens adapted it, who also adapted The Curious Incident of the Dog at the Nighttime, and which has been a huge success around the world. And Simon Stevens is a British playwright. He's absolutely brilliant. And the striking thing about this adaptation is that it's only an hour long, and yet he's condensed this novel brilliantly. So it feels like an incredibly rich and fulfilling and deep journey into this narrative, but it's done in a very pithy and punchy and impactful way.
So, and then you mentioned that, you know, in addition to, you know, what we're hearing in our headphones, that you said there's going to be obviously this light and sound, you know, thing going on around you in the theater. Could you dish on some of the technical crew that are making the light and sound part happen at Shakespeare Theater?
Yes. So I don't want to give too much away, because one of the great surprises is coming in and just seeing how the technology and the lighting changes and moves around you as you're sitting in your seat. And that's a very, evocative process. So our team, our brilliant lights and sound team at STC at Shakespeare Theatre Company, have been working now for a number of weeks, nay months, on installing this rig, which allows one to see areas of the theatre which I don't think most people have ever seen before. So you're coming in, you're led to your seat in a very particular way, you're sitting on the stage, and there are certain views, certain horizons, certain vistas that I think our patrons are going to be very excited to discover.
It's going to be a really cool, immersive, especially having not been at the theater for a while. Most people, you know, it's going to be pretty awesome to be suddenly not only back in a theater, but then having all this stuff going on around you and in your headphones. People are going to freak out with excitement. Hey, oh my God, I'm back at the theater.
Yeah, I think so. It's the theater like reborn in a way that you've never experienced before.
I love it. I love it. Okay. And you said the thing runs about an hour.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, what else do we need to know about this? Is there anything? I mean, I have plenty to work with for my radio pieces.
But I think that sounds great. I think we covered the capacity of 40 people, the safety protocols, the story itself. I think that feels good from my point of view, Jason.
Okay, cool. Before you run, just trying to think. Oh, I know what I can ask you. So this will obviously be the first time the DC area has seen this show, but explain the company. That is it, Donmar Warehouse? You know, I guess my question is where was this production originally developed?
So this production was originally developed in London by a small theatre called the Donmar Warehouse, which is in London's West End. And it's a beautiful small theatre, and they had a tremendous success with this show last summer. And I'm delighted that the show has now also opened in New York, where it was a New York Times critics pick, and people have been loving it in New York. It's been very busy, and they, like us, are doing multiple performances a day, because of course you can only fit 40 people in at a time. But it's become a real hit, and I think it's a hit because it speaks so deeply to the experience that we've all lived through these last 12 months.
Awesome. And here's the perfect way to leave it, just bringing it full circle, wrapping it up. When audiences emerge from, you know, the immersive experience of blindness, of being this plague of blindness, and then they've experienced the theater show and they finally open the doors at Shakespeare Theater and they finally emerge back out into the world, into the light, into the sunshine. Parallel that to me, with me, for what we've all gone through. We've sort of been in our own state of, you know, this closed in darkness through the pandemic, and now we're emerging back into the world.
Absolutely. I think that existentially, we've all been sort of blinded by the traumatic 12 months that we've all had to live through. We've all been confined to our homes. We've all had our vistas reduced. We've all been looking at lower horizons. So to pass through this story of a group of people that go through a literal blindness, but come out on the other side seeing differently, I think is an amazing metaphor for what we've all experienced.
Awesome. That's the perfect, deep, artistic place to leave it, my friend.
Well, thank you, Jason. I'm glad I can deliver the deep and the artistic.
Yeah, exactly. Of anyone, you should be able to. And you did. You stepped up and knocked it out of the park. So, hey, great talking with you again.
Lovely to hear you, Jason. See you soon.